An Airdrie resident has made a hefty donation toward emergency medical services, EMS, in Airdrie to help alleviate the strain on the provincial healthcare system and emergency response wait times. The donation, the amount which was not revealed, was announced during a regular city council meeting on March 7. Tracy Osborne, a longtime Airdronian and Balzac native, contributed a check for the undisclosed amount, which will be used to support a made-in-Airdrie solution to what has been deemed an ongoing health crisis of emergency response times and ambulance availability. In October 2021, Osborne reached out to Count Ron Chapman to brainstorm ways she should help the community in this respect, and both agreed a financial donation would be well utilized. I knew when you called me, we can make something amazing happen. You made it happen with your generous contribution, said Chapman during Monday's council meeting. According to the Airdrie Fire Department's outgoing, AFD, Fire Chief Kevin Weinberger, Airdrie has seen ambulance service response times trending downwards in recent years. This put some strain on our emergency services on the fire side, where we're spending more time on scene, he said. To alleviate this strain, the donation from Osborne will be used toward the purchase of expansion kits for Crash Kelly mannequins to provide local training on visual injuries, procedures, and IV therapies, according to Weinberger. Airdrie right now owns three of these kits and this will allow training to occur in all stations, he said, adding training can be done locally rather than outside of the community, thus saving the department money. The donation will also include the addition of a full-body neonatal simulator, full-body child simulator, the creation of a high-fidelity hands-on simulation lab, and the addition of equipment to enhance primary care paramedic services in Airdrie. According to Osborne, she hopes her donation will help prevent Airdrie residents from feeling the anxiety and uncertainty that come with long ambulance wait times. Reassurance, relief, and comfort is what is needed most in trying times with help and the best of hands arriving promptly, she said. After many tireless hours and dedication, our made-in-Airdrie solution speaks volumes that humanity and compassion still exist in these troubled times. It has been my absolute honor and privilege to help and hopefully refuel each and every Airdrie citizen's heart tanks. I personally know it has refueled my own. According to Osborne, her journey in the Airdrie region began when her late grandparents Jack and Helen Osborne settled in Balzac in the early 1940s. My late grandparents always took pride in their community and contributed back all their lives, she said. That's why I'm blessed to be here today, continuing their legacy and sending the elevator back down to where it's needed most in our city. She said her passion for the subject stems from her recent involvement in the Airdrie M Citizens Action Committee, a Facebook group spearheaded by local paramedic Ryan Middleton. The page seeks to bring awareness to the issue of local ambulance availability and advocate on behalf of emergency responders. Thanks to Middleton, every Airdrie citizen became aware and we were able to educate ourselves on the many weaknesses of Oz, she said. Osborne said testimonials from members in the group reminded her of her own experience with tragedy, when her 17-year-old brother died in a car accident 40 years ago. Since my family's personal tragedy, I still silence the radio and say a prayer every time I see an ambulance with flashing lights and sirens, she said. Unfortunately, there were many more scenarios where my late family members required an ambulance, and I'll never forget the enormity of tears, anxiousness and panic rising. Every second felt like minutes, minutes felt like hours, thinking I could possibly lose another loved one. The Alberta government recently announced the creation of an advisory committee and a 10-point plan to help fix the ongoing EMS crisis, but Osborne said it could take the province months, if not years, to implement the necessary and life-saving changes. There are a lot of negative, concerning things happening all over the world right now, she said. Sadly, even in our own province and community, Oz has failed us and our treasured EMTs. Someone's precious life could be hanging in the balance. During the meeting, Count Al Jones thanked Osborne for her donation but acknowledged it is unfortunate that financial support from residents is needed in the first place. I want to thank you on behalf of my family, my neighbors, my friends, and the unborn children that are going to benefit from this, he said. Thank you for your generosity, for your compassion, for your willingness to reach out to your community, share with your community, look out for your community, and protect your community. I can't tell you how grateful we are. Kaun. Heather Spearman said the announcement of the donation was fitting in that the timing aligned with International Women's Day on March 8. Here you are, being an absolute incredible leader in our community, doing such a major thing that is going to affect the lives of so many families, so many individuals, but particularly women, she said. This will be a legacy that will last for a very long time. Mayor Peter Brown said he appreciates the legacy component of the donation, which carries on the spirit of Osborne's forebears. The fact you're extending that from your grandparents on down, it's really awesome, he said. Oftentimes we get generosity coming forward and it's hard to figure out how to apply that and make it work over the long term. Thank you for making the best of this donation. It's critical to our success of our community, and just having that person there at that time when you need them the most is the most important thing.